Hey, good Friday. It's January 8th, first Friday of the new year of 2016, and I'm Dave Guerra, and thanks for stopping by to the Daily Dave episode number 3. Hope you had a great day. It's Friday. How could it not be a great day? You know, and that's all right. Spent most of it driving. Spent a big chunk of the workday driving. Had to drive from one county, the county I live in, to the next adjoining county. I had to go to their courthouse. No, I'm not in trouble. I just had to go deliver some documents there. And it was very interesting. It's just a very lonely, quiet drive. It's nothing but South Texas brush country at its finest. And it's just quiet. It was all right. Very uneventful. Just everybody was moseying along speed limit. A couple of nitwits decided they wanted to go a little bit faster, and then I got a great opportunity to laugh at one of them because, the red and blue in his rearview mirror. Again, that was funny because, I mean, he just went blew right past me, and next thing I know, he crossed the hill, and I was getting close to my destination. So I came over the hill. I guess somebody must have been waiting for him over the hill because he's off to the side, and little red and blue lights are just off right behind him. So be careful, folks. Just because you think it's a nice, quiet road, it's probably not. So lesson learned for that individual. But you know what? Nitwits like that, they're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. Again, eventually they'll learn. But in the meantime, it's fun watching them not learn their lessons. Anyway, like I said, spent most of it driving. Got to do a little thinking, got to do a listening, was tempted to record, but opted not to, even though it was a nice, quiet, lonely drive. Opted not to, just with my thoughts, and just listening to XM, and enjoying the morning. It was a nice, bright, clear. It started off a little foggy, but by the time I made it back to my area here, my home area, it was nice and sunny. It was very nice, very nice, cool day. Great way to end a week, work week, a very busy work week, first week of the 2016 calendar, and I know for everybody it was just as busy, a lot of things going on everywhere, but we had a pretty interesting week. That Drummond Puddle Watch, that was fantastic, a great way to just interrupt the day, and Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, a lot of news coming out of there, but that's all you hear. You really don't hear anything else. This is, you know, you just hear about people, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're doing, this is what's happening, here's a prototype of this, here's a prototype of that, what do you think of this, what do you think of that? So it's a lot of show, and, you know, how much go is it? Seriously, how much go is there in that show? So, something to think about. And you, and in your business and in life, you know, you walk in and you see somebody for the first time for the new year, and they say, hey, you know, hey, happy new year, raring to go and all that. And that's great. That's great. You can tell that they want change. They want change to happen. They want something different. The problem is with most people, I say the majority, myself included, it's been one of those that, well, you don't really get to change because it gets a little difficult. You know, I made time for it the first week, second week, the third week. I got to work around my time. The fourth week, oh, it's getting a little harder to find time. The fifth week, you're still doing it. And then the sixth week, you kind of get a resurgence. And it's like, I'm going to do it. And you get back into it for another week. So that carries you through to about the seventh week or halfway through the seventh week. And then down by the eighth week, you're fighting, you're struggling again to find time or make time or to do the change that you want to do. So, you know, so there, here we are in middle of February. Valentine's Day comes around. And for those that, oh, well, I'm going to lose weight. Well, guess what? Valentine's Day, there it is. Candy, cookies, cakes, pastries. Yeah, so blame it on the holidays. And that's all right, because right after that, whether you celebrate or not, it's Easter. And that means chocolates and candies and cakes and family dinners and you know, for Passover, Easter, all of that. So again, you see, they're all like kind of evenly spaced if you start looking at things. So that's one of the things I thought about. But, you know, that's where we kind of help each other out. We kind of motivate each other and say, hey, look, you did well the first week. You made time for it the first week. What's different now? What's different now? And so remember that, because we made time, that means we can fill it in with other things. And that's where we start to go wrong. So no, keep it down. Keep it written down, write it down, make time, build time for it, do it. And guess what? You know, it might last a little bit longer than St. Patrick's Day. Listen, this has been The Daily Dave. It's episode 3. I thank you for listening. Until tomorrow. And yes, I'm going to continue over the weekend, so I'm going to do it every day. Thus, The Daily Dave. Or some other name if you guys can come up with something else. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I'll talk to you soon.